Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Friends. And if you can't think of a starter, go for Horace Silver. Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates, who will be along a little bit later on. I'm glad you've taken time out to listen to the show today. And if you're going about your daily business, don't forget you can always catch up with us when you're relaxing at home on the podcast. Just go to the Sheffield Live website and the Swing Time show page. Horace Silver then kicked us off with his album The Hard Pop Grand Pop. This is one of Horace's later albums, recorded on the from February the 29th to the March, the 1st of March 1996 at the Power Station Recording Studios in New York City. And in the same year, March the 11th and 12th in 1996, the rest of the album was recorded at the Bill Schneider Studios in North Hollywood, California. We heard Horace Silver on piano, Claudio Roditi on the trumpet, Michael Brecker on tenor, Steve Touré on trombone, Ronnie Kerber on baritone, Ben Carter on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. And that's a little lineup that's done rather well for themselves since this recording was made. The composer was Horace Silver and the track was I Want You. A fine soprano solo now from Steve Wilson, born in Hampton, Virginia, 1961, a member of Chick Corea's Origin Sextet for a good number of years. This is actually a date for bass player Buster Williams, an album called Audacity, recorded at Sear Sound Studios in New York on December the 4th, 2017. Making up the lineup, we hear from George Colligan on piano and on drums Lenny White. The composition is by Buster Williams and is called Ariana Ané.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with John Yule and a little bit later on this afternoon, Michael Coates. Sad passing of singer Sheila Jordan on the 11th of August this year, last month, in New York City. Sheila, born November the 12th, 1928 in Detroit, and as I said, passed away August the 11th this year in New York City. She had early connections with Charlie Parker whilst helping to write lyrics with the vocal trio she was appearing with in Detroit at the time to some of Bird's music, and later moved into New York City, where she befriended Charlie Parker and married his pianist, Duke Jordan. Concentrating on family commitments for some 20 years, with only occasional performing and recording, she became artist-in-residence and teacher at City College in New York from 1978 to 2005, and she often performed and recorded in duet settings. Her biography, Jazz Child, A Portrait of Sheila Jordan, by Ellen Johnson, was published in 2012. Here is Sheila Jordan duetting with Mark Murphy on this occasion at the Sear Sound Studios in New York City on September the 24th, 1991. From the Irving Berlin musical Call Me Madam, 1950, here then are Sheila Jordan and Mark Murphy with The Best Thing For You.
Best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. I say, hey, baby, point of the way, what will it be? Ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree.
Let me say from the start, I don't pretend to be smart. I just suggest what I think best, having your it hurts. I only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after seeing it through that the best thing for you would be me. Point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you and myself? And I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Do 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 The Wills. I ask myself, what's the best thing for you?
And myself, and I seem to agree
that the best thing.
Mark Murphy singing with the late Sheila Jordan. And I think the pianist was Bill Mays, but I can't be certain because the record sleeve isn't all that clear. Right, pianist Jeffrey Keyser was the last pianist in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He was then the regular pianist for both Art Farmer and Ray Brown. I think just after Benny Green, in actual fact. He was in Christian McBride's band for 9 years and has regularly appeared with David Sanborn, Chris Botti and Wayne Shorter, as well as recording and playing with a number of piano duets. His album On My Way to You was recorded at three different studios throughout 2016 and 2017, but with the same trio, on drums Lee Person and on bass Mike Pope. The composition coming up is written by Stevie Wonder, and here's Jeffrey Keyser with these three words. Well, the Stevie Wonder fans amongst you will have recognised the fact that the Gremlins were at it. Yes, it's our old friend, the Right Hand Deck. So we had to play you an alternative track there from Jeffrey Keyser. And that was actually a mashup of two numbers. The Jerome Kern number, All the Things You Are, and a number from Morris and Verdeen White. So they composed Serpentine Fire. Jeffrey Keyser is now working as accompanist and musical director for singer Diane Reeves, who appears now only with piano accompaniment, but this is with her previous pianist, Peter Martin. The album A Little Moonlight was recorded at the Right Track Studios in New York between December the 4th and 10th in 2002. And we're going to hear a composition which was composed by Thelonious Monk. The lyrics are supplied for us by John Hendricks. Diane Reeves then, and Reflections. Which we are having a little bit of difficulty bringing you with you right now. Are we ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
As I'm reflecting back on my it's like a dream. Things are not quite what they seem. There's always something missing, something unseen, but dimly remembered. I think of paths I might have taken, lives I'd have changed, some living souls rearranged, and I'm amazed how tender feelings can be. In looking back, we just peep through the cracks between what's real and false. In this eternal walls, meanwhile, just keep dancing. Now at the end of my reflection, I have to say, I would live life the same way. But that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm a woman who knows. Eternal walls, Now at the end of my reflection, I have to say, I would live life the same way, but that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm a woman who knows.
Diane Reeves and Peter Martin on the piano. Gig guide now for this week, and we're beginning at the Lescar tomorrow evening for the singer-songwriter and guitarist Marco Wolf, who will be appearing with Tom Harris on piano and clarinet. Cabanas tomorrow night, pianist and singer Charlie Ludlam will be leading the band. On to Leopold Square this weekend for the free gigs, 2 o'clock starts. On Saturday the 13th, Dan Milson, singer-songwriter, will be appearing with our old friend Piero Tucci, who will be playing saxophone. In actual fact, on this gig, we don't seem to have heard too much from Piero in recent times. And on Sunday afternoon, Los Trapacaras, if I've got that correct, this is a Latin jazz quintet led by John Settle. A heads up about two gigs next week, which are actually the same gig but at two different venues. Wendy Kirkland and her trio are going to be on tour with Sean Corby, the trumpeter. Different venues around the East Midlands over the next couple of weeks. You can catch them at Worksop Library on Tuesday next week, so that's the 16th. But they're also playing Chesterfield Jazz Club next week on Thursday the 18th. So if Chesterfield's more convenient for you than Worksop, you can go to the Thursday gig. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. South Californian-based keyboard player and pianist David Benoit is on the turntable next, hopefully. It's our dreaded right-hand deck this time. It's an album called Earthglow, which was recorded in a range of different studios throughout the California area and released in 2010. The track we're going to hear is called Easy Day, a David Benoit composition, as they all are on this album. And with David Benoit on piano and synthesizers, we hear from David Hughes on electric bass, Jamie Tate on the drums, and Brad Dutz on percussion. This is a track that begins with a synthesized choir. Thank you. David Wainwright. The H2 Big Band now is so titled because the joint leaders are Dave Hansen on piano and Al Hood on trumpet, and their album It Could Happen was recorded at the LMP Studios in Claremont, California, on August the 27th and 28th of 2013. With a lineup full of familiar names in the Big Band, we hear this time solos from Brandon Fields on tenor and Dave Hansen on the piano. Yes, that's right. In fact, Dave composed and arranged this number as well. It's a tribute to the comic artist Linda Barry, someone I'm not familiar with. Either way, here's the H2 Big Band and Linda B.
Thank you.
Fine arrangement and piano solo from Dave Hansen there, Dave Henson rather, and we hear from him again. He wrote this next number, CPU, as a variation of a Cole Porter standard. For a smaller group from within the big band, the personnel as follows: Al Hood on trumpet, Bob McChesney on trombone, Chuck Berghofer on bass, Larry Coons on guitar, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. So while you're listening, have a think. Which Cole Porter number is this composition based on?
Thank you.
So, which Cold Potter tune was that? A version of, anyway. Well, it was called CPU, and I'm pretty certain it was a variation on the Cold Potter classic, I Love You. Hope you got it. Just one more to go on this first hour of Swing Time this week with me, John Yule. So let me say thank you for being with me this last hour, and please stay tuned here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM for Michael Coates, who's about to take over the reins after the station ID. We've got one more from the HD Big Band to play us out. This is the standard You Go To My Head to complete this little feature, and I must say this is a number that so many people have recorded. It's one I like, but you wonder if you can stretch it too thin. I'm pleased to say the H2 Big Band don't. A composition then by Fred Coates and Havan Gillespie, and the soloist on alto is Gary Foster, and again the arranger is Dave Hansen. Once again, thank you very much, and here's the H2 Big Band once more.